Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, and of course, those of you who are part of my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. I want to apologize. Last week, we had some crazy technical difficulties, but our guest, Tish Time, will be back, and she will be returning in January, so stay tuned for those details. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight, of course, my voice is going in and out, but I am excited because we have Tracy Smith, and she is going to be teaching us strategies for managing stress now and in 2016. And of course, in the next half hour, I'm going to have 5 tips on how to get organized so that can help you reduce some stress. And of course, you know, I've got my product suggestion, my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion of the week. And for those of you who are on Periscope, Organizer Janet is on Periscope. I did too, so I got some more in store for you. So I'll tell you a little bit about that as well. But in regards to our topic this evening, and I went and out there on the internet, and on OfficeVibe.com, they gave 11 scary statistics about stress at work. And this was as of last year, 2014. Now, I'm not going to give you all 11, but I'm only going to give you 4. Number one, $300 billion is the amount spent that employers have to pay on stress-related health care as well. 97% of people experience physical symptoms caused by health care. Number three, 73% of regularly experience psychological symptoms caused by stress. And then number four, 48% of people lie awake at night due to stress, which is why we have our guest this evening, which is Tracy A. Smith. She is a certified recreational therapist, and we're going to find out what that is shortly. And she is the owner of Wellness Works, LLC, and it's a wellness lifestyle management educator. She's a trainer. She's a program consultant. She's also, as I said, she's a certified recreational therapist with several years of experience in the field of behavioral health. Tracy is committed to promoting the holistic principles of mind, body, and spirit, empowering participants, clients, and customers to make desired holistic behavioral lifestyle changes. Tracy's vision is to assist participants to increase their awareness of healing strategies and techniques for difficult levels of burnout through trainings and individual transformation sessions. Tracy's implementation of wellness recovery principles infuses recreational therapy, the playful spirit, wellness education, the heal and grab bag practices, conflict transformation to provide a holistic experience for participants' personal growth. The trainings and workshops are experimental and interactive. They encourage creative learning, stimulating the senses to new awareness. So I'd like to welcome Tracy Smith this evening. Good evening, Tracy.
Good evening, Janet.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. So before we get into all the questions that I have for you tonight, what is a certified recreational therapist?
And I'm glad you asked. Basically, a recreational therapist uses leisure activities as a way to bring about healing and well-being for its clients. You should never underestimate the power of play. It has a lot of benefits, the leisure activities that you participate in helping you with any other kind of issues that you may have, be it depression, be it weight gain, be it socialization. It's a holistic approach to dealing with just your leisure activities, which is basically your free time. Any activity that you do in your free time that is enjoyable. And how healing can that be? Very, very, very healing.
So my first question is, stress can be a bad word. Is there thing as good stress? Because sometimes I hear that there's a thing as good stress, bad stress. Is there?
Well, yes. I would say stress is what I like to say. Stressed is desserts spelled backwards. So
okay.
We could all just be de-stressed by having some dessert right now. But I also want to preface the conversation by saying that I'm going to really focus on self-care and well-being and lifestyle management as it addresses stress. Not actual tasks, but how do you organize yourself internally? Like, what's going on with you internally? How do you organize that clutter?
Wow, that's good. So right now is the holiday season for some of us. I know we're, you know, I have listeners around the world. So what are some things that people need to do when they begin to feel that stress of preparing the holiday dinner and shopping and, as you know, getting their home ready, et cetera? What are some of the things that they need to do?
Okay, there are, like I said, there are a few strategies that people can do, but I think I just want to back up just a little bit just to kind of talk about, like, exactly what stress is. Everybody wants to have a sense of well-being, and not just during the holidays. And it's basically how stress is expressed in your mind and your body and your spirit. So we need to just start thinking about, like, how you're feeling now. Stress is just basically fear and expectations to a situation or circumstance or relationship interaction. Like, for example, people may be fearful or stressed out, as they may say, about, am I going to have enough money for gifts? Who am I going to invite to the holiday party? So those are some of the things that you just want to check yourself with is, how are you feeling now? Are you feeling Are you feeling stressed today? Did you feel stressed a few months ago? Because really stress is kind of cumulative. And what you want to do is make a lifestyle change and not just focus on, am I going to be feeling stressed for the holidays? Because if you continue to kind of put that, what I like to call energy, out there, then yes, you are going to be stressed. But basically, stress is just building up of a ball of energy, if you could think about it in that way. And it's like a battery. Like, it kind of, you know, it needs to be recharged. So you don't want to wait till, like, this season to say, oh, wow, I really need to recharge my battery. So you want to watch your energy level. It's all about energy and the vibration of stress and how it affects your mind. Negatively may be that you're constantly worrying. Have you been worrying all year, or did you just start worrying? In your body, of course, it may manifest, you know, obvious ways may be like stomach aches or diseases, in your spirit, depression. So you kind of want to just take a step back and see what your energy feels like now. So in the midst of the holiday season, I would say one of the things that you could do is just not anticipate that you were going to be stressed, because we do have control of some of those things now. It's kind of like the law of attraction that they say.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that, you know, I'm going to be stressed or all these things are happening, then that's basically what's going to come about. So you want to watch how you've been feeling all year long. But good news is that today is a new day. So we can talk about making a lifestyle change, not just managing your stress just for the holidays, that it can be sustainable and you can be proactive. And you can manage all levels of your stress. I liked one of the things, Janet, that you posted on LinkedIn, and it said act. Action changes things. So today you can decide that you want to take action to manage your stress and to have a lifestyle change. And some of the strategies, I guess I would say, since we're getting to that part, I just kind of had to put it out there. But you make a lifestyle change for a lifetime. It's not just for the holidays. You want to feel well. You want to have a sense of well-being every day. So one of the things I would say is try to move slower, to be present and mindful in your activities that you do during the holidays without distractions. A lot of the times we're rushing a lot. Try to take your time. Try to be very mindful to take your time. Give yourself enough time to get somewhere. What I try to do sometimes is I try to even walk slower. A lot of times I'm walking fast or I'm talking fast, and I try to consciously walk slower and talk slower. And this is a big thing for me, too. Drive slower. Because you would be surprised at what you notice around you when you're driving slower or you're walking slower. You notice things. I know, in light of what's going on in the world or what have you, a lot of negativity or a lot of turmoil. But you can also choose to see beautiful things. Or you may notice, that young couple walking in the park, or you may notice something that you never noticed before on your way into work, your drive into work. So just really taking time to slow down. And then another thing is just taking time for silence and contemplation, and meditation, because sometimes your mind needs to relax. And we're so fast-paced. Of course, technology, is very good, but it's very, very fast-paced. And really, our bodies and our minds and our spirit need a time just to relax. And you can do that sometimes just being silent. And you can do that anywhere, taking time to relax. And when you're silent, sometimes it helps you organize your thoughts. It helps you organize yourself and your feelings on the inside. It can help you problem solve. You may come up with creative ideas. Holiday tasks. You might just be able to be more present when you're making that dinner. They call it soul food, or, you hum. It's all about the energy. When you're humming and you're laughing, that's giving your body on the inside a nice massage.
So that is so true. And I just wanted to say something, Tracy. I see there's callers on the line. So once Tracy finishes, I finish my question with Tracy, I am going to get to you. So please just hang on there just a little bit. So go ahead, Tracy. So yeah, you're right. When you do slow down and you focus on the task, you get it done a lot quicker, and you're not as stressed. So you are. That is true. I'm learning. And like you said, just slowing down
on the inside. You're absolutely right. I think correct. You take time to appreciate some of the interactions that you're having during the holidays, rather than, I'm sure we've all experienced, when you get everything together and you're so tired, you can't appreciate your family or your friends, in the moment, because you're wasted, you're depleted, you haven't recharged. So sometimes just, taking time and smelling the food that you're making or the cookies that you're baking. I would say that, just taking time to slow down, but then also watching your self-talk, That's the mind. Because a lot of the times we have a lot of clutter, kind of self-talk going on in our minds that nobody else sees but can keep us from being stressless. Because our minds are constantly maybe saying, you'll never get this done, or, you know, I don't know why you're doing this. You took too many things on. So you have to watch your self-talk, as we always say, trying to keep it positive. I would say another main strategy is something that we all have, and it's totally free, and you have it with you all of the time, and that is your breath. So your breath, once you practice, can really de-stress you. It can calm you. It may not do it instantly because it takes practice. But once you breathe, you allow your body and your mind and your spirit to relax, and so that you can handle situations a little bit differently. It's not the fact that we're not going to have stress in our lives, but you will be able to handle the stress differently. I like humor because humor makes you laugh, and that's another internal massage, because once you're laughing, you know, your whole body is just kind of, you know, gets a nice little massage of just good feelings. Mm-hmm. So I want to read a little quote by Mark Twain, and he says, "The old man laughed loud and joyously. He shook up the details of his anatomy from head to foot." You know, I'd like to ask the audience, have you ever laughed when you've laughed so hard, like you have just started crying, you know, and your whole body is just like, you know, is just going up and down? You know, that's what laughter can do. That's putting a whole lot of really, really good feelings, vibe, energy into your body. Humming is another one that I like.
Mm.
You know, you're cooking that meal, you're like, yeah, I like how you do. Mm-hmm. I like how you say, you're like, you know, just in the middle of your day sometimes, just say, you know, get a little tune. And you'll feel the vibration going through your body. And that's something you can do for yourself at any time. You know, it doesn't cost you any money. You know, whistling, that's another thing. Doesn't cost you anything. You know, it's something. It's not something where you have to spend money to learn how to de-stress yourself. Your body knows how to heal itself.
Wow. And like you said, those are like little things that we can all do that just kind of relieves the stress out of our bodies. But I did want to thank Carla Jenkins for tweeting about the show. So I want to thank you, Carla Jenkins, for tweeting about the show. And Tracy, I just want to take a break because I want to go to area code 510 because they're signaling me, telling me that they have a question. So I want to go to them and see what their question is.
Okay.
Good evening. Janice speaking.
Hello, hello. This is Q calling out of California. I have somewhat of a difficult question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I fully understand how to do those things for myself. So this isn't really a for myself question. I interacted with depression some years ago, tackle it, beat it, can teach it to others. But I've run into a situation recently that I never, that I have difficulty trying to relate to someone. And that's escapism, the depression mixed with escapism. And it's a spiritual escapism, not whether the spirituality they practice is right or wrong, but they are in such a depressive state, quick 30-second history, because they've had to endure so much on their own. In order to sustain their mental psyche, they allowed and accepted certain things to be that is not healthy for them. Now, I'm not just talking mental healthy. I mean just physically not healthy for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what strategy or technique? I've tried the shock thing. I've tried to pull the covers back and have them see just a quick snippet of the severity of it. This individual was sleeping around mega roaches and thinking that it's okay, and, you know, things of that nature, and saying, well, God, this, God, that. And I'm trying to get them to understand that irregardless of what you practice, it has to be for better. So no God and no religion, Islam, Christianity, doesn't matter. It's not going to have you do something with feces and vermin around. How do I use a technique that maybe you can suggest that I haven't tried to get the person to see it for themselves? Of course, in psychology, they got to see it for themselves. But how do we get that escapism element chipped away, at least?
Your name again, sir?
Q.
Q? Q, are you a licensed psychologist or a practitioner in any way?
No, I used to be a volunteer counselor at a mega church, and I just got very good at it throughout the years. And I, of course, you know, self-studied myself, so I know all the tricks of the trade and triggers, you know, everything about triggers and, you know, I know the whole gamut, but I don't know how to get them, and they won't go to a real therapist, so that's the only unfortunate thing. I'm trying to chip away at that, too. I tricked them one time just to go interact with the therapist last minute, and I can see it was a relief for them to get somebody, especially of her gender, to understand her situation and to adhere to that, but... anyway, so yeah. So
Well, one thing I would like to say that there is a difference between managing your stress and clinical depression. So in that light, I would, you know, have to suggest that person, I mean, you can't make anyone, but that person see a professional therapist.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm clearly in agreement. And I'm clearly in agreement.
No, it's hard because you can't make people, but I think in general, some of the techniques that we're kind of sharing with here today just really have to do with pretty much everyday stress. It's not something that you would apply to as a clinical depression, because that may also require depth or related to traumas or whatever else may be going on with this particular person and their spirituality. So the main thing is to try to keep that person safe. And if, you know, there's a point in time when that person is not safe, meaning they're, you know, maybe open to harming themselves or someone else, this is just, you know, a suggestion. This is not any kind of diagnosis.
Of course, that
is my disclaimer, but my that you definitely seek professional help, and that means that you might have to take them to the hospital or go by whatever means. But safety is the most important thing as far as that person is concerned. And like I said, it's a little bit beyond the realm of just, you know, everyday stress management.
Okay, I agree. As I bow out, let me say this. You know, the unfortunate thing in the urban community is that we have these situations, as she says, that people really need to go. I know I went a couple of times myself for me, and the sad thing about it was that when I went, it took me about four tries, because some of the individuals who are degreed professionals were in such of a structure mode, they were not able to boutique and fine-tune my situation until I ran across a group that was. So I think that it is very important, the information she's giving out, but the sad thing for a lot of us in the urban community, white, black, or whatever, we're less likely to go, and when we do go, sometimes we are met with individuals who are so caught in their technique, they're really not boutiquing it to our particular situation. But I digress. Thank you very much.
Well, I would just like to make a suggestion. It's almost just like shopping. You need a good fit,
mm-hmm.
so you continue to look for someone
yeah.
that's going to be able to help you. You continue to look, and there are, you know, quite a few, therapists in the community that you can find someone. You just have to continue to look. And,
I did find it for myself, but, you know, that was years ago, that was eight years ago. But, it was a sad thing, and this may help you from a client point of view, too. I was a young 16-year-old, and I was abusive to my girlfriend. And the sad thing about it at that time, there was nobody to facilitate that information of how to get through that anger. And a lot of the court-appointed things kept telling you, you're a man, you're evil, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. And with information, it just makes people worse. Until later,
right.
I self-paid to
well,
go
you
to
know,
an
Q, well, I can appreciate you sharing about your journey. But like I said, it's very important that safety is the main issue. And
mm-hmm.
What we're talking about here today really is just basic everyday stress management. And if it's a clinical issue, I would strongly suggest that you get professional help.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about for you, but I'm just saying things that may have worked for you may not necessarily work for this person. They may need something else. So you just have to make sure that it's, you know, that person definitely wants to. But if they don't and they're in a dangerous situation, then you just really want to be able to direct them, you know, to someone professional.
Yeah,
thank
and
you
I agree, Q. And thank you so much for calling tonight. It's greatly appreciated.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Tracy.
Janet.
Well, yes?
Yes.
So, getting back
on that note, I wanted to share just four steps for making lifestyle changes.
Okay,
and
great.
I do want to, you know, kind of just make clear that it is different between a clinical depression or issue and just everyday stress management. But one of the things that I've tried, I've come up with these four items. And one is reduction. Reducing the amount of the stressful things that you do. If you know every year that you wait till the last minute to put up the lights, to bake the cookies, to have friends over, just try to reduce the amount of times that you do that. So this year, try to reduce it by saying, hey, I'm just going to do these two things tonight, you know, and then I'm going to do the other things the next day. Or if you're a worrier, just try to reduce the amount of times that you worry every day, meaning that you can switch your mood and your thought. If you find that you're worrying and worrying and worrying, you can stop and decide that I'm going to think about something positive, or I'm going to change my thought. I'm going to have a meaningful conversation. You can switch your mood and your thinking. You can control your thoughts. So you just want to do whatever you're doing that's kind of stressful, you want to do it a little less. So reduction. And the next thing, this thing has always kind of helped me for as long as I've lived, is that if I do my best, then I always feel good. No matter what anybody else may say, if I know I gave 100% and I did my best in whatever task or whatever interaction that I had with people, then I feel good. Because I knew I did my best for that day. My best may be different from day to day. But if I did my best for that day, you know, if I could only get a C, then I can only get a C and I feel good about it. You know, to me it's a win-win situation. And another way to kind of help make you some desired lifestyle changes and deal with stress, like I said before, is controlling your thoughts. You know, I use affirmations. Try to use positive things that you can think about instead of, worrying, thinking negative thoughts about yourself, gossiping, you know, having all kinds of, here I go again, negative energy filling your mind and your brain. You know, do something creative. Sit down and be quiet. Use music. Music, to me, is another strategy that can really break up negative energy, because there's certain tones that are healing about music. And if you find those kinds of relaxation kinds of music, listen to them, you know. It'll just fill you, you know, just fill you up, fill your soul with just, like, good feelings. So you can find music almost anywhere. That's why they say music, you know, soothes the savage beast, because music has vibrations and energy that can bring about relaxation. You know, drumming. We all have an internal drum. We never think about it that way, but our heartbeat is an internal drum. And when you're breathing and listening to your heartbeat, you can just chill yourself out. And last but not least, it all takes practice. I try to practice it every moment because, you know, I'm always going back and forth. Oh, I'm worrying too much about this, about that. So it just takes practice every single day. Sometimes it's every moment, but it just takes practice. And it's a lifestyle change that you want to make for yourself. So those are my four steps to making lifestyle changes and being stressless.
Wow. Those are great. Those are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you, I have two more questions for you. How, what are some ways that, and you probably already shared them in all of the different things that you've shared this evening, is one thing that you do in your life on how you manage stress when you get those stressful situations that come in your life?
Okay. And I'm glad you asked, because it seems like in light of all the turmoil that's going on in the world or what have you, I find I have to practice even more and more. And I have a variety, I call them props and paraphernalia, things that I use in an instant, because sometimes I need something different to kind of de-stress me or relax me. So I like to use a variety of what I call ancient therapies, not alternative healing strategies or therapies. I call them ancient therapies because they have been proven for centuries to work. And one of them is, like I said, music. I like to manipulate my energy level. Like if I know when I'm too stressed and I'm at a certain point, because my body, I listen to my body, it'll tell me. I get this little kind of pain underneath my right shoulder blade. I'm like, ugh. You know, and I carry, like a lot of other people, a lot of stress in my neck and my shoulders. So sometimes I'll go get a massage, professional massage, or I'll give myself a massage. Just take my hands, put them behind me, and I'll massage my neck. But I'm really committed to just being stressless. You know, I have a lot of insight into my own. That's that whole internal clutter and awareness that you want to come to, of understanding your own self-defeating behaviors and stressing behaviors. So I have kind of an understanding of that about myself, and I try to be honest. So I may do something different for different situations. I use a lot of aromatherapy. I manipulate my space. And I know you know a lot about this, Janet, as far as feng shui is concerned in your space. I manipulate the energy in my space. Quite often, I use aromatherapy, incense, to combat the self-talk. I say a lot of affirmations, and sometimes it's hard. But I use a lot of the ancient therapies. Whirlpool, water is very good. Getting in water, getting in the ocean, getting in the bath with some Epsom salt, you know, pulling out toxins out of your body. Just your body relaxing, Reiki, acupuncture. So I would say to your audience, find out what works for you. Educate yourself and find out what works for you. There's a lot of different types of strategies and therapies and healing practices out there that you can try that may work for you, or if you don't have anything else, like I said, you have breath, you have a heartbeat, and we can find some music.
And so, you're right, because I use music. Of all the things I use music. I definitely do the water. I love the water, the hot bath. Mm-hmm. I use scents because I love the candles, and just sometimes that slows me down because I'm looking at the candle and the flame and smelling everything. So you're right. It can be a variety. It doesn't have to be just one thing. It can be a variety of things as well. So.
No. And then put those things around your workplace. I also do trainings, wellness in the workplace. Like, we're at our workplace, you know, almost 8 hours a day. We're at our workplace longer than we are at home. But make your workplace and your home reflect the things that you need so that you can grab any kind of tool or any kind of strategy that you want to use. It's you know, it's accessible. You can have, like you said, you can have the candles. And all of that is manipulating the energy. That manipulates the energy to be more positive. If you like to walk into your house, this is one of my desires. I haven't been able to pull it off yet, but I do have a waterfall, you know, one of those tabletop waterfalls. And I want to put it on a timer so that when I come in to my home, I hear the waterfall, and then I just take time to relax. I'll pet my cat, and it'll put me in a relaxation mode so that I can shift from work to home. I can shift in that energy. So that's just one of the other things that I try.
Well, that's wonderful, Tracy. You've given us a lot of techniques and strategies, information on just how to manage our stress, and not only for the holiday season, but take some of the things that you have provided and just incorporate them in the new year. So how can people get in contact with you? Should they want you to come to their workplace, your sessions?
I would say if you would like me to come to your workplace, or I work with a variety of populations, and I first would direct you to my website, which tells you the variety of things that I do and populations that I work with and agencies, nonprofit, and governmental agencies. And that's Wellness Works. Spelled WRKSLLC.com. So I can spell it again, WELNESSWRKSLLC.com. And you can just get a nice comprehensive view out of all of the different topics and variety of populations that I work with. As well as I'm on LinkedIn, Tracy A. Smith, and Facebook, Tracy A. Smith. And I wanted to make one other mention about what I do, because on the website it'll tell you I do individual, I call them transformation sessions. So if you needed a lifestyle management type of session, I'm available for that, retreats, trainings. And like I said, professional development, wellness in the workplace, how do you transfer all of these skills and strategies to the workplace? But I also wanted to make one mention of one other strategy that we didn't touch, and that was conflict transformation. Learning how to transform conflict that you go through every day. I say transformation because it's a process of learning how to communicate in a way where everybody understands maybe the issue or the conflict at hand. I don't say resolution because it's not like it ends right there. A lot of the times it takes time to communicate with someone about how they're feeling or how you're feeling, but I find that causes a lot of stress, just not only in the workplace but just in life, of the way that we deal with conflict with one another. So that can cause a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wanted to make mention of that really quickly. But again, go ahead.
I was going to say thank you, Tracy. So hopefully everybody wrote her website down. She's on LinkedIn. You can hire her individually, or if you feel that she needs to come into your workplace, and just help you as well as your coworkers, then you need to get in contact with Tracy in regards to just some stress relief and just some techniques on how you can better manage stress and just better manage things in your life in the new year. So I thank you so much, Tracy, for your time.
Oh, my
evening.
Pleasure,
it's great.
Yes.
Thank
my
you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And have a continue to enjoy your evening.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star, and she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
That was the wonderful Krista Barris. Thank you, Krista. And our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download the title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized, and you can start today. And my audiobook selection for this week is Stress Management, Stress Relief, Positive Affirmations to Feel Worry-Free, Reduce Stress, and Relieve Anxiety. And this is by Lexi Hay. Again, Stress Management, Stress Relief, Positive Affirmations to Feel Worry-Free, Reduce Stress, and Relieve Anxiety. So that is my audio book, and it is intended to relieve you of anxiety through a mixture of soothing music and affirmations, which is some things that Tracy mentioned. So be sure to check out that audio book. And, of course, if you follow me via social media, you'll see the same audio book listed on my Free Friday free audio book. So I wanted to follow up with some five things to help me reduce stress in my life. These are things that I do constantly, sometimes every day, that help me reduce stress. And, of course, it has to do with organizing. The first thing is, you've heard me say it probably a million times, is planning the night before. That helps me so much, not only when I have to leave the house, but even when I am working from home. I always have my list of what I need to do in my office as well as in my home. For example, there are days when I work from home, the first thing I do when I get up after I eat breakfast, I may do laundry. So, and then while I'm doing laundry, I may write my grocery list because I'll go grocery shopping the next day. But just knowing, waking up with a purpose and a plan helps me release stress because I get all of that stuff out of my mind and it helps me be more productive. So that's the first thing. The second thing, as I already said, is writing my to-do list for everything from business projects to food shopping. So I plan the night before. So if I'm planning the night before, I may have to do a training. That means my bag is already packed. I have my flash drive. I already know what my outfit is going to be. But the next thing is I always know what I'm supposed to be doing that next day. So sometimes I'll get a call. Client wants to see me. Well, then I have to shift things on my calendar, but it's always good to know what I'm supposed to be doing. Number three, being organized, because it finds things the first time. So when I open up a drawer and I'm looking for the flashlight or I'm looking for the screwdriver or I'm looking for something, I know where everything is. So that helps me not feel stressed. and panicky, because when I can't find something, it just causes me to go crazy. So I want you to remember that. And number four, turn off devices, laptop at dinner time, and not looking at my cell phone when I'm with my kids. Because when you're constantly supposed to be in the moment, enjoying yourself, but then all of a sudden you get a text and you know you have to handle it, that just ruins that moment of relaxation, because we all need a moment, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's an hour, whether it's a day, where we are not constantly checking emails, seeing what the latest story is, seeing what somebody's put on Facebook. We need a moment. And number five, it's time for me. And my time for me could be my pamper time, could be my walking time with neighbors, could be my girlfriend time. It could be my time curling up on the sofa and looking at a magazine or reading a book. So, again, prepping the night before, writing my to-do list, being organized, turning my devices off, and time for me. That helps me, Janet M. Taylor, Organizer Janet, stay stress-free. As much as possible, stress-free. Well, of course, we on right here is December 14th and the countdown for the new year. So a couple of things. One, if you are looking for the perfect gift for somebody who has everything, but also they have so much stuff, they're surrounded by everything, then give them the gift of organization. And I have so many different plans options available for you. Gift recipients. I can come to their house if they. I can basically, if they show, if you all of a sudden take pictures of the room, I can tell them exactly how to organize it. Once I visually see a room, I can give you a plan. But also, you may be at a point, and I'm getting a lot of calls now. One woman called me because she said, Janet, she said, I'm not putting up a decoration, a tree, a wreath until you come and bring some order to my home so I can feel comfortable having people entertain. So there is still time. I've got a few slots left where I can come and help you organize your home for the holidays, for the new year. So make sure you go to JanetMTaylor.com for those as well. And now we're going to Janet's mail bag. And I'm excited. I've been periscoping. I did two so far, and I'll be doing another one this week. So I am Organizer Janet on Periscope, and they're quick tips. One tip was just cleaning out stuff out your closet. The next tip was getting rid of that paperwork that we've been living with forever. It could be you were on a board. It could be you took a class. You have not touched the information for years and decades, so letting go. And I'll be doing another tip either Friday or Saturday. So be sure to check them out. You can go to my Twitter page and see my previous ones, but they're real quick. They're usually no more than 3 minutes. But I am thinking of doing something New Year's Day just to kind of help you and motivate you and encourage you to make 2016 the year you cross it off your list. So I wanted to make sure I shared that with you as well. Today is Monday, and you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So I want you to relieve stress of damn. So I want you to relieve stress by tackling the clutter and the piles and getting rid of junk. So if you want to relieve stress from every time you walk into your house after a long, hard day's work and seeing all that stuff, or when you're trying to go to your bedroom, or when you're just trying to find something, get rid of something. Make it a goal this week that you're going to throw something out. And I challenge all of you out there to send me a picture of something you threw out, whether it's the pile of mail, the pile of red magazines, the pile of red newspapers, the pile of clothes that you've been trying to take to donation, whatever it is. I challenge you this week to not only get rid of, but take a picture and just send it to me. Of course, you can go to my website. You can go to my contact page, and you can upload pictures, because I would love to just cheer you on, give you a woo-woo for what you have accomplished, for what you have accomplished. So in searching, because we were talking about stress, and I'm moving on to my app suggestion. In searching for an app, this week I don't really have a particular app, because you can search out and find apps for relaxing sounds or taking a break or color therapy, depending on what you want. So I found, and a lot of those apps with sounds, some of them are long, they're hour long, two hours long, but I find just watching it for a couple of minutes, seeing the waves and the water hitting the beach is enough for me just to go to sleep. So you don't necessarily have to listen to the hour or watch the hour, maybe you do, but I would suggest that you start searching relaxing apps, either sound or just say apps take a break or apps color therapy, whatever works for you. As Tracy said, you have to find things that work for you. What works for her may not work for you. What works for me may not work for you. Find what works for you. My product suggestion is from Target, dual purpose. You know I love dual purpose furniture. So this is a chaise lounge, but also provides storage. My way of helping you relieve stress. You can just relax on the chaise lounge, but also know when you need the comforter or the throw cover or the pillow, you know where it is. It is in that chaise lounge. It's in that little compartment for the storage. So, of course, if you follow me via LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, after the show, you will be able to see chaise lounge and also how you can get it for your place. And my last item is my repurpose item. And sometimes in relieving stress and just relaxing, sometimes it's the creativeness. I know for me, it's dealing with my plants. Sometimes it could just be painting a piece of furniture because I'm changing the way my place looks and feels. So in my repurpose on my Pinterest page and my repurpose for the garden, take old tin cans and muffin pans and turn them into planters and more. So you can just bring out the creativeness in order to help you relieve some stress. And, of course, you know, you can go to my Pinterest page, but you can also go to my website at www.janetmtaylor.com, and you should see all my little social media icons from Google, Twitter, to Instagram, and soon we're going to have the Periscope one up there. Woo! So next week is just going to be you and me, and I'm going to be giving you some techniques and strategies on getting organized for 2016. And then the following week is just going to be the two of us, and we are going to be ending the year in gratitude. And I'm just going to be sharing some things, wonderful things that have happened, some great things that I've got planned for 2016 I'm excited about as well, because I've got e-courses that I'm going to be teaching. Teleclasses. We got some free teleclasses coming up, which I'm excited about. I have a virtual conference that I'm going to be a speaker for. So quote of the week comes from Stephen Covey, and it says, most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important, which causes stress. We're spending so much and exerting so much energy and so much of our resources and stuff that is urgent but not important. I want you to think about that as you go through your day, tomorrow, even your week, even as you begin the end this year. What are you expending all your energy, all your resources on, wearing yourself out, causing yourself stress, and it's not important? So I want you to understand, you know, that. But I'm going to leave you with a couple more things. And this is from the Little Book of Christmas Joys, 432 Things to Do for Yourself and Others That Just might make this the best Christmas ever. And tip number 147, sometime during the holidays, go through your closet and box up clothing you haven't worn in 2 years. Give away items that are still in good condition. And then number 153, allow extra time to navigate through the Christmas traffic. And it, Tracy, said, slow down. Slow down. Take some deep breaths. Take some moments. We all need them. So again, next week is getting organized for 2016. And after that, it's the year in gratitude. The year in gratitude. So I want to thank all of you for listening. And of course, be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on social media. And of course, always visit my website at janetmtaylor.com because we're going to be changing the website again. But also, we're going to be adding so many wonderful things. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.